Sport on RT Radio 1 with a Kia EV6, Irish and European Car of the Year. For more, log on to kia.com.
Morning, Ireland. It is 24 minutes to 8 in Des. How's the sports news?
Yeah, hi, Anya. We're going to talk about a man who's in incredible form. Erling Haaland of Manchester City is emerging as like one of the greatest strikers we have seen. He's still very young, but already this season he scored 19 goals so far this season. The season's only kind of a quarter of the way through. He got two for City in their 5-0 demolition of Copenhagen in the Champions League last night. They took him off at half-time. It was like an under-12 match where you take off the good fella.
When
you're winning by a load. But City were 3-0 up at that stage and went on to win 5-0. In the other game in that group, Dortmund beat Sevilla 4-1. Now, Chelsea had a big win. Wesley Fofana, Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang and Reece James got the goals. A 3-0 victory over AC Milan, which boosts greatly their chance of qualifying from Group E. Here's the Chelsea manager, Graham Potter.
Started off a little nervous, maybe 5 minutes, which is probably just a result of us wanting to do so well so much. But then you saw the appetite of the players, that we sort of got control of it, offered a bit of a threat, sort of pushing before the goal. The goal was important, I thought, the first goal, obviously. And then we had to start a little bit on the back foot of the second half, but suffered a little bit, which is good. And then, obviously, to score the second goal gives us a bit of a breather. But overall, can't complain. Clean sheet, 3 goals. Great personality of the players, really good.
Yeah, good win for them. Salzburg beat Dinamo Zagreb 1-0 in the other game in that group. Now, Celtic face a real uphill battle to qualify for the knockout stages. They were beaten 3-1 in Germany by Red Bull Leipzig. With the game tied at 1-1, Celtic goalkeeper Joe Hart made a bad error to concede the second goal, but he wasn't slow to own up to it.
Big moments, a lot of pressure, but we felt like, obviously, it's difficult. I'm at fault for the second goal, no doubt about it, but that's the way the manager wants us to play, so that's the way we play. Sometimes it's going to hurt us, but ultimately most of the time, as we proved tonight, we got through the press and give ourselves a real good opportunity to score goals.
You mentioned the second goal there. What happened from your point of view?
They were pressing with three, and I wasn't quite sure whether to go to the centre half or Greg, and I decided to go to Greg and I missed. You know, they're the simple facts, but it's high level football and something that I love playing, and you make a mistake and you get punished.
You talked about the pressure there, that being hard to deal with.
I didn't say it was hard to deal with. I said it was intense. Sure. It wasn't. It was a good game. Two teams playing good football. And we came unstuck more than they did.
Yeah, interesting from Joe Hart. Also in Group F, the group leaders Real Madrid beat Shakhtar 2-1. And elsewhere, Lionel Messi scored a sublime goal for Paris Saint-Germain in their 1-1 draw at Benfica in Group H. Now, amongst tonight's European games, well, Shamrock Rovers is the one we're most interested in. They're in Norway to play Molde, with Rovers manager Stephen Bradley saying they're still in with the chance of qualifying from the Europa Conference League group. But Bradley says he feels the Norwegian side is the strongest team in their group. West Ham are away to Anderlecht in the same competition, while in the Europa League, Manchester United are in Cyprus to take on Ammonia Nicosia, now managed by Neil Lennon. Arsenal are at home to Bodø Glimt of Norway. And the Irish women's team will have huge interest in tonight's match between Scotland and Austria at Hampden Park, because Ireland will play the winners next Tuesday in their World Cup playoff. The FAI has announced that the final series of games in the League of Ireland Premier Division will take place on the night of Sunday, November 6th. It's unusual. The games have been moved from Friday because Shamrock Rovers are playing their last Europa Conference League game in Sweden on the Thursday night. In Gaelic games, after leading his side to this year's All-Ireland final, the Galway football manager Pádraig Joyce has been proposed for a 3-year extension by the county board management. In rugby, Emerging Ireland will bid to round off their tour of South Africa with a 100% record when they played the Cheetahs on Sunday. Yesterday, they made it 2 wins out of 2 with a 28-24 victory over the Pumas, helped by 2 tries from James Culhane. Interesting boxing story, where promoter Eddie Hearn may seek an injunction today after the British Boxing Board of Control announced that Saturday night's big fight in London between Conor Benn and Chris Eubank Jr. is prohibited and not in the interests of boxing. Benn has returned a, quote, adverse analytical finding for trace amounts of a fertility drug, but his promoters say he has not been suspended and he is free to fight Eubank because his B sample has yet to be tested. But British Boxing's governing body has stepped in and issued a statement saying it will not sanction the fight. The £17 million fight, and that's why Hearn is expected to launch an injunction today to get the go-ahead for it. In racing, finally, Johnny Murta and Ben Cohen had a double at Navan yesterday with Mile End and Maristella. Today's racing is at Thurles. It starts at 2 o'clock.